Umbridge did not answer. She finished writing her last note, then looked up at Hagrid and said again, very loudly and slowly, "Please continue teaching as usual. I am going to walk." She mimed walking. Malfoy and Pansy Parkinson were having silent fits of laughter.
"Among the students."
She pointed around at individual members of the class.
"And ask them questions."
She pointed at her mouth to indicate talking. Hagrid stared at her, clearly at a complete loss to understand why she was acting as though he did not understand normal English. Hermione had tears of fury in her eyes now.
"You hag! You evil hag!"
she whispered as Umbridge walked towards Pansy Parkinson.
"I know what you're doing, you awful, twisted, vicious—"
"Anyway," said Hagrid,
clearly struggling to regain the flow of his lesson.
"So, thestrals, yeah. Well, there's loads of good stuff about them."
"Do you find,"
said Professor Umbridge in a ringing voice to Pansy Parkinson,
"that you are able to understand Professor Hagrid when he talks?"
Just like Hermione, Pansy had tears in her eyes, but these were tears of laughter. Indeed, her answer was almost incoherent because she was trying to suppress her giggles.
"No, because, well, it sounds like grunting a lot of the time."
Umbridge scribbled on her clipboard. The few unbruised bits of Hagrid's face flushed, but he tried to act as though he had not heard Pansy's answer.
Yeah, good stuff about thestrals. Well, once they're tamed like this lot, you'll never be lost again. Amazing senses of direction. Just tell them where you want to go."
"Assuming they can understand you, of course," said Malfoy loudly, and Pansy Parkinson collapsed in a fit of renewed giggles.
Professor Umbridge smiled indulgently at them and then turned to Neville.
"You can see the thestrals, Longbottom, can you?"
she said. Neville nodded.
"Whom did you see die?"
she asked, her tone indifferent.
My granddad,"
said Neville.
"And what do you think of them?"
she said, waving her stubby hand at the horses, who by now had stripped a great deal of the carcass down to bone.
Said
Neville nervously, with a glance at Hagrid.
"Well, they're, okay. Students are too intimidated to admit they are frightened,"
muttered Umbridge, making another note on her clipboard.
"No,"
said Neville, looking upset.
"No, I'm not scared of them." "It's quite all right,"
said Umbridge, patting Neville on the shoulder with what she evidently intended to be an understanding smile, though it looked more like a leer to Harry.
"Well, Hagrid?"
She turned to look up at him again, speaking once more in that loud, slow voice.
"I think I've got enough to be getting along with. You will receive,"
she mimed, taking something from the air in front of her,
"the results of your inspection,"
she pointed at the clipboard,
"in 10 days' time."
She held up 10 stubby little fingers, then, her smile wider and more toad-like than ever before beneath her green hat, she bustled from their midst, leaving Malfoy and Pansy Parkinson in fits of laughter, Hermione actually shaking with fury, and Neville looking confused and upset.
"That foul, lying, twisting old gargoyle!"
stormed Hermione half an hour later as they made their way back up to the castle through the channels they had made earlier in the snow.
"You see what she's up to? It's her thing about half-breeds all over again. She's trying to make out Hagrid some kind of dim-witted troll just because he had a giantess for a mother. And oh, it's not fair. That really wasn't a bad lesson at all. I mean, all right, if it had been blast-ended scroots again, but thestrals are fine. In fact, for Hagrid, they're really good."
"Umbridge said they're dangerous," said Ron.
"Well, it's like Hagrid said. They can look after themselves,"
said Hermione impatiently.
"And I suppose a teacher like Grubblyplank wouldn't usually show them to us before any WT level, but, well, they are very interesting, aren't they? The way some people can see them and some can't. I wish I could."
"Do you?" Harry asked her quietly. She looked horror-struck.
"Oh, Harry, I'm sorry. No, of course I don't. That was a really stupid thing to say."
"It's okay," he said quickly. "Don't worry." "I'm surprised so many people could see them,"
said Ron.
"3 in a class.
Yeah, Weasley, we were just wondering, said a malicious voice nearby. Unheard by any of them in the muffling snow, Malfoy, Crabbe, and Goyle were walking along right behind them. Do you reckon if you saw someone snuff it, you'd be able to see the quaffle better? He, Crabbe, and Goyle roared with laughter as they pushed past on their way to the castle, and then broke into a chorus of, Weasley is our king! Ron's ears turned scarlet.
Ignore them, just ignore them, intoned Hermione, pulling out her wand and performing the charm to produce hot air again, so that she could melt them an easier path through the untouched snow between them and the greenhouses.